This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh unveiled the first Tejas LCA Mark 1A fighter jet today from Hindustan Aeronautics' new Nashik production line. During the event, the Defence Minister also inaugurated a second production line for the HTT-40 trainer aircraft at the same facility. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh lauded the flight of the Sukhoi-30 LCA and HTT-40 aircraft prepared in the Nashik division. He said the flight of these jets was the country's flight of self-reliance in the defence sector. The production of Tejas fighter jets has been taking place at the already existing two new facilities in Bengaluru that produce 16 jets yearly. The Nashik line is the third production facility. Harsh Sanghvi was sworn in as the Deputy Chief Minister of Gujarat today. Governor Acharya Devavrat administered the oath to the newly inducted Deputy Chief Minister and ministers. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and BJP National President JP Nadda were present on the occasion. The oath-taking ceremony was held at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. In a major political development, the entire state cabinet, except Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, reportedly tendered its resignation yesterday. A total of 210 Naxalites laid down their arms in Chhattisgarh today. According to officials, most of the Abujamrd has been freed from Naxal influence, bringing an end to the decades-long red terror in North Bastar region. The Maoists surrendered 153 weapons, including 19 AK-47 rifles and 17 SLR rifles. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the national conclave on the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Tribal Affairs is organizing the conclave under the vision of Vikasit Bharat. The conclave is being held in conjunction with PM Janman and Dharti Aba Abhiyan. The conclave will focus on Tribal Village Vision 2030, from ideas to implementation. The Supreme Court has taken a serious view on digital arrest scams, seeking response from the Centre and the Central Bureau of Investigation. The Apex Court took suomoto cognizance of rising cases of digital arrest scams where fraudsters impersonate law enforcement agencies or judicial authorities to extort money from citizens, particularly senior citizens. The court observed that using fake court orders strikes at the very foundation of the public trust held by the judiciary and has to be viewed seriously. The action was taken on a complaint received from a 73-year-old woman from Ambala in Haryana who alleged that scammers used forged Supreme Court orders to confine her in a so-called digital arrest and extort more than 1 crore rupees. Union Minister of Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, has said the Northeast has become the growth engine of the country. Addressing the media on 1 year achievement of his ministry in New Delhi today, Mr. Sindhya said over the last 11 years, the government has worked to showcase the Northeast region's potential on the global stage.
Today the world is growing at between 2 to 2.5% per annum. India is growing at 7.5%. So we are growing at 3x of the world. All 8 states in the Northeast, their decadal CAGR, compounded annual growth rate of GDP, has been between 9 to 11%.
The Election Commission held a meeting today with heads of enforcement and security agencies in New Delhi to combat the movement of cash, liquor and drugs during the Bihar Assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah held a meeting with Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence in Patna today. Talking to media in Patna, JDU MP Sanjay Jha said they had detailed discussions on election campaigning as both leaders are starting the campaign today. On the other hand, Congress leader Surendra Rajput said seat sharing in Mahagathbandhan has already been finalised and will be announced at the right time. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty extended gains in afternoon trade today. The Sensex climbed 674 points to 84,141, while the Nifty added 185 points to 25,770 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.